Hi guys, it is Lust, and I just wanted to talk about a couple of things before I get started with recording. It is Sunday, November 22, and I have not gotten a lot of headway in terms of recording custom content that needs to be finished within the next couple of days. Initially, I was supposed to get started Friday evening, but the neighbors have above, and I'm hoping, you know, they don't bleed into this recording, but the neighbors above have been particularly loud, and it has continued on Saturday, and I had Saturday classes in the morning, so I couldn't even record it then, and I'm hoping that I'm able to record Sunday morning, but there's like some weird furniture movement, so I'm thinking of what best to do. Now, I will be pushing through with the recordings today. I think it's impossible that I won't be able to find any time to. It's just a little frustrating, and you know, you don't want to record when you're frustrated, obviously. So yeah, some things I want to talk about, and I believe I mentioned this already earlier. I'm not, I haven't heard from others. I have heard from like one or two patrons, that I will be taking a hiatus next month. So honestly, if you are a patron on the custom tier, I totally understand if you decide to not support or to withhold payment for now, that's fine. But yeah, I need to stress that out immediately because I am getting more and more requests for customs, and I totally understand. And you know, as much as I'd like to receive it, I know I really need a solid break after so many things happening this year. It's time. It's time to take that break, and I will be actually taking this hiatus on December to focus more on other projects. There's a big project that I still have to keep withholding. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish it in December because there's still the finals that need to be finished, and apparently we're taking a holiday outside of the city, somewhere even more south. I don't know. I actually don't know where in particular. That is being organized by Bruh's mom, so we'll see. I don't know what happens to, you know, what is happening with what will be the big decision in terms of holidays because of COVID, but you know, however things sway, an entire week is going to be yeeted out of my schedule anyway, so I won't be able to finish a lot of things. Yeah, I wanted to work on other projects too. And my main focus on December, and I know I'm like talking about it early, but it's also because I need to warm up my voice. In December, the plan, or well, currently right now, Bruh is revamping a couple of features on the site, which is the audio player. Some of it, well, it works, except that some of you have requested that you be able to scroll through it. And I understand it's mostly because you guys want to be able to, like, go to crucial parts of the audio. I understand. Some parts are critical. And another thing is that there's going to be playlists included now on the site, which is something I'm sort of excited for. And according to Bruh, it doesn't take much time. Initially, I wanted to invest in already something that's pre-designed. There is a service that does that, and I was able to find it. I didn't see any issue when it came to more questionable content, such as porn, but I'd rather err on the safer side and let Bruh do his thing, which means it's not going to be as easy uploading shit there. Compared to other methods, but I don't really mind. On top of that, I am changing the design of the website. I don't think it's super useful anymore. We're introducing, with what I've I mean, it's if you notice with my website, it's not like it's pre-made themes, and I'm gonna keep using a pre-made theme because I just don't want to be bothered with designing an entire thing. I used to be able to do that back in the day, but I don't have the time to do so. So I'm going to be using another pre-made theme that actually includes search functions. I don't know if it's going to be super helpful, but yeah, it's an entire redesign of everything and just understanding what needs to go first, what type of content needs to be prioritized, etc., etc. On top of that, in December, I'm going to be taking a good hard look on my YouTube channel. It's not the most, you know, my YouTube channel is not the most popular, or, you know, with the numbers as it is, it doesn't, not a lot of attention can be paid, and we can't put a lot of attention to YouTube, sadly, because, you know, like, where the numbers are, they're on GWA, and they're on working on my Patreon, and they're on other things. However, I do really like creating safer work shit. I mean, not like, but I do want to focus on safer work shit. But it's just a matter of getting myself unstuck with it, because I am stuck with YouTube. I don't quite know yet which direction I want to go to or which direction I want to take. Because for me, ASMR is, I've seen some just forego with the whole ASMR option, but I like having that ASMR aspect. I like having, you know, like giving you tingles and all of that. So there is that challenge. And I know some, you know, I know that I've had conversations before, like, you know, if you want to be a VA, you know, ASMR is kind of a hard thing because you have to have all of those mouth sounds, which isn't really something people are fond of when it comes to actual VA work. But I like my mouth sounds, so that means I need water, but I'm not gonna drink water yet. So what else do we need to talk about? Right, going along with that ASMR side, there is a contest on GWA right now that I am going to put out there that I'm going to join for once. I haven't joined a Halloween contest or whatever type of contest that GWA comes up with, but real stakes are on the line here. And I want to get myself another microphone because I want more quality shit. The prizes that are up for grabs is, one is a 3DIO microphone, and you bet your ass I want one of those badly. Initially, I don't want to go with a 3DIO because compared to the SR3D, so basically there's two types of well-known mics that have that interface. If you don't know what the 3DIO is, if you've ever watched any ASMR video, there tends to be like a microphone that has two ears in the side. That is either the 3DIO or the SR3D. And personally, I've listened to, you know, ASMR artists using both. And I truly, truly prefer the SR3D. Unfortunately, upon my research, because I thought I would be able to afford it now, the manufacturer of it seems to have just completely shut down since COVID. So there's no chance of me ever getting an SR3D, it seems. If you want an example of who uses the SR3D, ASMR Zeitgeist uses the SR3D. He even has a name for it. His name is Frank. I mean, the microphone. So yeah, it was custom made for him, I believe, but, you know, whatever. The SR3D is some really good shit anyways. The 3DIO, however, is the one that's more popular with everyone else, and I believe a couple of GWA performers also have the 3DIO. I don't mind settling for a 3DIO. That being said, though, that prize is given to the one with the most upvotes, and I'm quite familiar with my own numbers, and I've seen other people's numbers, although I don't study them completely. I guess I guess we are well past that, but I'm pretty sure I'm not the most popular performer out on GWA, and I can't even hope to actually get the 3DIO. So what I'm actually settling for is another Blue Yeti. And you might be thinking, lust, Jesus Christ, that's two Yetis, two super sensitive ass mics, what the fuck? Yes, it's harder, it'll be harder to create, you know, ASMR, shit like that, with the Yetis, but hey, if you can get a free microphone, why not, you know? And on top of that, that contest is actually quite interesting to me beyond, you know, the extrinsic motivation of getting free shit. Beyond that, it's actually quite interesting because the contest is about hypnosis. And before you say, oh no, Les, you don't want to compete in hypnosis, Shibby's there. Shibby's hosting the thing, so she's not joining, so I have hope. I have a tiny bit more hope. I have a 0.5% probability that I can get it. I'm not sure. I honestly don't know how things are going to go. I've never joined a contest and I've never really put myself up against other performers to see who's going to perform better or not. Honestly speaking, I don't know who out there is actually doing hypnosis. I don't know who out there is actually more experienced, etc. But I do want to give it a shot because I've had people request that I do hypnosis before, especially when I do my succubus audios. And in fact, on Pornhub, I know that some of my succubus audios have been turned into hypnosis by inserting Shibby's induction, that part, the setup part, and then fading in and then crossfading it with my audio. So I know it exists. I know there is potential to be had there. I just need to make sure I do it right. So I've actually been speaking with a couple of people on VC on Discord as to how erotic hypnosis works. I have a better idea now than I initially thought, because I initially thought I was going to go balls to the wall, heavy ass, you know, like listening to two lusts at the same time or three lusts at the same time, but they quickly told me that's not how hypnosis works. I mean, you don't want to overwhelm the listener, you want to relax him. So I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But if you personally, if you enjoy erotic hypnosis and, you know, this is a type of genre that you personally feel like you would be able to advise me on, I would highly, highly appreciate it if you can tell me something more about it. Again, I also decided to join because it's a genre people have told me I could do well on, and it's a genre that I've also been curious about but have never really tried to, because I don't know, it feels like a very in-depth type of thing that I don't know if I'd ever be able to penetrate. And with this contest, I might, you know, there is that, you know, there is that extra motivation for me to, okay, maybe I should give it a shot. The deadline is December 25 anyway, or is it 24? I don't know. But the deadline is then, and you know, there's plenty of time for me to really explore more themes, especially since I am taking a hiatus in December. That's it. I'm not sure if I was able to really clarify the thing on YouTube, because I feel like thinking about it now, I just, you know, to add to the YouTube thing, I am also thinking about it deeply, because not only do I have to deal with, you know, getting myself unstuck with the type of content that I want to do, I also want to be careful because I don't know if you follow other YouTube VAs, but some of them are having their content removed or demonetized, or, you know, channels just being deleted left and right. And it is a concern of mine as well, because I want to make sure if ever YouTube's lens suddenly, you know, if YouTube's algorithms or whatever YouTube uses suddenly points its way towards me, I want to make sure that my channel is squeaky clean and nothing can be said about it. So yeah, I just want to be extra clear on that one too. So in December, I'm going to take the time to really like think about the content I'm making, you know, discover a new genre that people have told me there's an opportunity there. And also, you know, think or not think, but work on some things that really I've neglected for a while now. So, yeah, that's about it for me. It's been like 15 minutes. I don't want to take more of your time. In terms of real life shit, I mentioned it earlier, this weekend or last week, I forgot, about the situation back home. To give you an update, some of my friends and some of you guys have even done so much more in order to really help me with the whole process. It's made things so much easier, and I didn't have to put my money in funds I didn't want to, you know, I didn't have to put my hand in savings that I didn't want to put my hand in, because it's also for very important things like my tuition fee. like my tuition fee and shit like that. And I really didn't want to like use that. So thanks to your generosity and your kindness and your support, I didn't have to worry about my parents so much as I thought I would be. Although I am left distraught because a bunch of my things that I left are gone now. Things that are quite important to me. My entire camera set. I had an entire studio set, by the way, because when I was around 20 and I just graduated, I invested in camera equipment, lights and all of that, and they're all gone now. Not really washed away by the flood, but completely damaged by the flood. And it's funny because I actually wanted to invest in that, and since OnlyFans is a thing, they're not going to be able to deliver it to me anymore because it really is, things are just shitty and beyond repair. The lights are dead. Everything is, yeah. So it kind of hurts. But I'm just happier that my parents' home, you know, is being rebuilt. It's being fixed. It's, you know, things are being bought. New things are being bought and all of that. And they're taking care to make sure that if this happens again, you know, there's not a lot of damage. You know, they're really being mindful about these things, which we never had to before, but it is what it is. Climate change is real. Areas that you don't expect to be hit hard are hit hard anyways. So there's that. But I'm really in a much better space now. And I apologize if things are being delayed. I will also mention that in terms of customs, I might be a little bit delayed. I might not be able to finish everything by this month. I will try my best. But I'm not so sure, depending on, you know, these motherfuckers up here, my neighbors, if they would actually shut up. And if my teammates would actually get their shit together and make it easier on me to make this. But then again, they don't know that I make porn. So, you know, it really is just a battle for time management. And like environmental management, I don't know, and mood management. Things that helped me actually is playing Civilization again and watching The Crown, which has put me on a emotional roller coaster. But I think let's talk about that in another time because it's 18 minutes. And a while ago I said I was going to end at 15 minutes, and I feel like a professor who keeps saying this will end soon, but I don't end it soon, as is usual when it comes to my rambles, anyways. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening to this one. Thank you again for your support. If you have anything that you want to talk about in terms of, you know, hypnosis content and, you know, shit like that, yes, absolutely, please let me know. Finally, before I completely forget, we're about to reach 20 fucking minutes here, or beyond that, but on Discord I am launching a new channel again. A new channel that will help me gather more feedback. I'm basically going to change the Dropbox, if anyone knows what the Dropbox is. It's where you drop in scripts and I will check on it and I'll see if I want to make it or not, which I will be making more use of this December, depending on what is available and what's not. But yeah, I'm launching a new channel, which is just a better version of Dropbox, basically. putting up a role available. I'm putting up a role that will, like, anyone can join. And it'll be just private to myself, the mods, and the listeners. So, you know, data is important, and I want to keep it that way. It's the one time I'm kind of selfish about my ideas, so that we can talk about there. What are the things you like? What are the things you don't like? What are the things you want me to do more? You know, something more in depth than just giving me tags that you like. So yeah, I don't know when I'm going to launch that. There are some things I'm kind of careful about, but yeah. All right, I really have to go now and start recording. So I'll talk to you guys later. I'll talk to you guys later, and yeah. I hope you have a wonderful day, whatever day I post this, whatever day you're listening, and I'll see you guys in my next audios. Much love. Lust. Mwah.